Hello.
Hey, Kiefer, Tanner.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Not too many complaints.
Good deal. Good deal.
What?
So, we ready to do this?
Yeah, are you taking a bath or something? What is that?
No, that was my phone.
Okay.
I'm taking a bath right now.
Hey, some really weird people try to get in touch with me, so who knows what's going on over there.
I could imagine, and I'm sure you got some stories, but so did you take a look at my list of questions?
I did. I still have it up on my screen, actually.
Okay. I'm sure they're fairly basic, and I'm sure you get them asked quite a bit, but I mean, if you're going to record this, I figure it will also kind of give some more answers on to the people that are wondering, and I'm sure they're mostly in the book too, but if I can get them directly from you, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's always more advantageous to have me rambling on because I'll probably tell you stuff I shouldn't.
Well, that's what I'm here for, directly from you.
So, how old are you again? I
I
forget.
am 26.
Oh, okay. So, still pretty young.
Yep, 26, and I would like to in my lifetime pull 700 pounds off the floor while not being a fat turd. So
Right, you want to be strong. You don't want to look like the strong guys.
exactly. Yes, yeah, the little balance there. And yeah, like I don't, backloading has been the easiest way I've found to eat while keeping up everything in the gym. I guess I started with kind of, I don't know if you ever heard of lean gains, but well, with that intermittent fasting stuff. And
Yeah.
when I first read your articles, I took, I guess, what I wanted from it and started with the at night eating healthier carbs like oatmeal and sweet potatoes and stuff like that. And I was hungry and I wasn't seeing, it seemed like it was tougher to get the amount of food in. And just from your recent post with like growth hormone levels and stuff like that, with actually having the junk be used to your advantage, and I've started doing that this past couple of months and the gains have just taken off like crazy. So
Yeah, I don't know why people didn't take me seriously when I was like, eat the cherry turnovers, eat the donuts, eat the shit.
yep.
Not just because you can, there's a reason for it. But a lot of people are like you, and they just couldn't imagine that you can eat that stuff and get leaner or, not die of a heart attack within a couple weeks.
Exactly. Yes. I've been programmed, I've been eating, I guess, researching nutrition since I was like 18 years old, and those habits are ingrained in me that you should not be putting this into your mouth right now. And it was tough to break that, but once you kind of find a pattern and start to see it actually enhances your goals, I mean, it's life is good
Yeah, I sure enjoy it a lot more than the way I used to eat when I was 18, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So,
So
I
what's
have a
that?
question. Where are you from?
I am from North Dakota.
Okay, that's the accent I'm picking up. I was gonna guess that maybe you were a transplant from Canada or Minnesota, one of the two.
See, I don't travel very much, so I don't think I have an accent, but it's quite possible that it's fairly thick. But
Oh yeah, it's fairly thick. Let me just tell you right now.
we do have computers up here and internet and everything, so pretty cool.
Did your computer make the hissing dial-up sound
Yeah,
for you to
we
connect?
actually just got dial-up installed in here.
Sweet.
Got one TV and paved roads, and I'm good.
That's awesome. Actually, I've been in Or was it Wyoming? And there were quite a few times I got off the interstate, and about halfway down the exit ramp, it just turned into dirt. And it was just dirt roads. So I got to imagine North Dakota is not too far off of that.
It's not too bad. I guess it's more advanced than people think, but with all the oil traffic up here now, our town or our whole state's just growing, and we, I don't know, we just can't support it. But keeps us busy, that's for sure.
That's cool.
So yeah.
All right, you want to do you want to jump into it?
Yeah, that sounds good. Unless you have anything else you would like to talk about, I'm game.
No, I really appreciate the testimonial.
No, that's, like I said, I don't really, you don't really owe me anything. You kind of, your article has kind of allowed me to find what's worked best for me, and whatever I could do to help out, awesome. Spread the word.
Yeah, like I said, I appreciate it. So, and I'm not doing this because I feel like I owe you or anything like that. Believe me, I got rid of those delusions of owing people a long time ago. I've put in enough work at this point.
Yeah, I could imagine. I bet you have. So I gotta ask too, is this your, I mean, are you primarily, do you train people, or do you have another profession that you?
All I do is this right now. I'm kind of in those nascent stages, so I'm just trying to get things ramped up, and I'm trying not to work with people too much,
Okay.
just because they're a huge time sink.
Very much so.
Yeah,
Yep.
so I'm trying to get all this going and rolling to where I don't need to spend as much time on it, so I can't actually get back to working with people because, I like working with the high-end athletes, whether they're going to be professionals or not.
Sure.
They do what I say. They work hard, and then at that point they don't take a lot of my time.
Yep. They just do what they're told, and that's it.
Yeah, and they get what they need. That's the best part. It's like if you do exactly what I say, then this will happen. So I know when people are full of shit or not telling me something,
Yep.
because I've worked with enough people to know, something's not right.
Yep.
There's no way you're eating on this plan and your body hasn't changed in 12 weeks. It's not possible.
Well, I guess people, a lot to a lot of more people, that the thought of hiring a trainer appeals to them than actually doing the work that they tell you to do.
Right. They just want somebody to hang out with them in the gym.
Exactly.
That's what it is, 90% of the time.
Yep, definitely.
It's like,
Doesn't make sense that they're paying for that advice and then sitting there debating you or just not even following it. That doesn't make any sense.
yeah. Exactly. It's like, if you needed to pay me to be your friend, I would require a lot more money. Because I just really don't like people that much.
Yeah, that's that pretty much sums it up for me too, especially at the end of the day. Good God. All right. The first question I had was that article you sent out through email about breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Like in your I don't know, back from Vienna post, I think you had